Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president re-enters the political fray. Hillary Clinton plans to return to the campaign trail Thursday after being sidelined for the past several days with pneumonia. While the former Secretary of State continued to recuperate, she got a rousing endorsement from the country's number one Democrat and her former boss, President Barack Obama.
In the middle of crisis, she'll listen to people and she will keep her cool, and she treats everybody with respect. And no matter how daunting the odds, no matter how many times people knock her down and mess with her, she does not quit. She doesn't quit. She doesn't quit. That's the Hillary that I know.
The president dismissed Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, as not being fit to serve as the country's commander-in-chief. Trump later appeared outside of Philadelphia, where the president had made his comments. Trump unveiled details of his plans for making child care more affordable for American families and for working mothers.
Too often, those who have power have disdain for the views, beliefs, and attitudes of those who don't have any political power. Those in leadership must put themselves in the shoes of the laid-off factory worker, the family worried about security, or the mom struggling to afford child care. Child care is such a big problem.
Trump proposed guaranteeing 6 weeks of paid maternity leave to employees who employers don't offer leave already. With 8 weeks to go before the November 8th election, the latest polls are showing the race between Clinton and Trump tightening, with Clinton holding a 3-4 point lead nationwide. This is VOA News. President Obama welcomed